like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, Hope, I've seen a couple of good movies lately. For instance, The Grand Budapest Hotel, AMCA, and Three Golden Rules.
Ooh, I didn't see that one.
Well, of course, it's at the Cleveland International Film Festival. Right. And the director, Babar Ahmed.
Oh, I have that screener. He's
Get out.
Local.
I do. And it's a beautiful little movie. Reminds you a little bit of Beasts of the Southern Wild without all of the catastrophe. Right now, the best I can come up with is Need for Speed. Do you think we need, at this time, Need for Speed?
Why, no. I do not. But, you know, I mean, it's based on a video game. It captures driving of a video game better than most films of that ilk. Okay. Video games are really hard to translate to films. Yeah. And it also, it really does look pretty impressive. It's a 3D film. There's some pretty impressive chase sequences.
Oh, my.
But it has the plot and character development of a video game.
It does, which means very little characterization.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a couple of very impressive visual scenes.
Yeah.
There's very little CGI in this film, which is its real virtue. Going through the streets of Detroit, why are they going? They're going across the country, and they go into the streets of Detroit.
I know. How exactly could that possibly be en route? Or, I mean, are you coming from Canada?
Anyway, Aaron Paul's character has been framed for an accident and the death of a friend of his. And the third person, played by Dominic Cooper, is really the one who's responsible. But he got away because he has a lot of money and they framed him.
Right.
After a couple of years in jail, I love how you spend a couple of years in jail. It doesn't seem to affect you much.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Well, and then allegedly he stole a multi-million dollar car, totaled it, and was convicted of manslaughter. 2 years later, with the exact same amount of stubble and gel in his hair.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, all kinds of improbabilities. But there is one characterization that I loved.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going.
Where do you think I am?
You Michael Keaton?
Oh, he's wonderful. He plays Monarch. He's like the impresario.
He plays the hip radio guy. I don't know why you have a soft spot for him in this movie.
I know, right? Gosh, does he stand out? Well, he's hidden somewhere broadcasting.
Just like the cover songs that they play, and it's completely lifeless, really, until Michael Keaton makes an appearance about probably halfway through the film.
Right. There are races within races. If you love these muscle cars, and I have to admit, they are impressive. I mean, you toss around Lamborghinis as if they were like little Ford Escorts.
Right.
But please don't think that Vin Diesel is going to show up here.
Well, that's
at all.
The thing. The movie is very much, because it's a Fast and the Furious movie crossed with the Cannonball Run.
Yes, you know, that's right.
Minus the roids, mustaches, and humor.
That's right. I think one person was commenting that these guys are all kind of little guys. This guy, Aaron Paul's a little guy, and his buddies are little. And the three of them might make one Diesel. But cute in its own way, but it's so infantile.
You know what I thought was actually a little bit offensive? At the very beginning of the film, they all go to a drive-in to prepare for this first street race, and they're showing Steve McQueen's Bullet, which is almost like begs the comparison. Those are big shoes to fill if you're doing a car movie, and I'm not sure they got filled.
They do a great job of sexism here. they do all the tropes about women as drivers, women as objects.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
actually a pretty wholesome film.
That's true.
And I think Gatwa, the only other film I'm aware of that he directed was that Act of Valor, which
yes.
is a very different film, but this film had that same flat earnestness.
This one, without the CGI, has a sense of realism
it does.
About it. As a woman involved in publishing, education, and so on, you do have an idea of what grading means.
I do. Award might be the wrong word, though. I'm going to have to go with a D. I mean,
it
was
you.
So many times this movie, I just went, and that's never a good sign.
Yeah, and I'm going to award it a C- just to be different from you. If you want to go to the movies and relax.
Then the scenery, too, looks pretty great.
Yeah,
that whole sequence in the desert,
oh,
that was
wonderful,
gorgeous.
Wonderful,
gorgeous.
Yes, yes, yes. Can't wait to review the Grand Budapest Hotel.
I'm excited to hear it.
I wonder why.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.